We're so happy to have each and every one of you join us this morning on this Favor of God Friday. My name is Candy Gelinel, and I am calling out of the Chicago area. So at this time, I just heard my signal. I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to our host, Ms. Tammy. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Candy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, honey.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Candy. We want to thank you so much for greeting and spiritually feeding all of the TMT family on this morning. As she has stated, you are joining the Master's Call this morning. It is the Favor of God's Friday, and we thank God because we certainly know when we have His favor. We have His favor when the sun has set us free. We are in free indeed, and we're so happy that you have joined us here live on the Master's Call. I am welcoming you and hosting from Columbia, South Carolina, and so glad to be hosting for you on today. Thank you all so much for joining us and for just being on this spiritual journey and this trip, as Sister Benita calls it. And we are learning about transformation, and the Master is creating new changes in our lives, and He is certainly doing new things on this week. We thank you that we're here to celebrate our Creator, our Father. As a family, each morning we gather faithfully on this call. And this call is founded by our two wonderful anointed sisters in Christ, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. P.K. Roberts hails from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas. And these two women of God were given a mandate from the Lord to empower, to enrich, and to enhance believers as they begin their day. And certainly we have seen the evidence that that has been occurring. And we thank God for the scripture reference that they were given for this call when they were given the mission. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And here on the Master's Call, we are all about prayer. We take that mandate seriously, and the Lord has given us intercessors to pray for you, to pray with you in your absence. We take those requests to the Lord. And speaking of such, today is our Friday for requests and for prayer requests and also for praise report. So today, we hope that you have your pen and paper ready, because not only will you receive a word, but immediately following the call, we will go directly into our prayer request and also our praise report. And we know that the Lord has given you all testimonies this week. As we started out this week with the miracle is in your mouth on Monday, we learned about it is a new season being transformed by the Holy Ghost fire by Dr. Vanessa. And on Tuesday, we got our turnarounds and our breakthroughs, and we learned about our purpose and working in the purpose. And on Wednesday, if all was well, we learned that all is well in the Lord. And we learned about our spiritual identity theft. And then on Thursday, we had trust in the Lord Thursday, where we learned about it was blessed to be a blessing. And today, we have the favor of God. And we're going to learn again from Minister Robin what the Lord has given her. If you've missed any of those, you are welcome to go back to our website. The website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. That's again themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We love to have your feedback and your praise report here at the Master's Call, and you are welcome to send us the information to our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you, by chance, are not able to hear the call live when we are taping on Monday through Friday when we're broadcasting, you are welcome to call back in to our playback line, and you can hear the message for the current day by calling 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And you would use the same PIN code, 957-677-POUND, which you used this morning. If you are led to be an intercessor, go ahead and email us at that same address, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back to you. And we thank all of you for coming together with us as we came together through Artist International, a Christian health and wellness company that was started by the Diaz de Leon family more than 20 years ago. If you're not an artist distributor, that's okay. Get back to the person who invited you to the call, and they will be happy to tell you about artists. Now, at this time, we're going to bring up our sister in Christ, Minister Benita, who is going to open us up in prayer this morning, and she is going to clear the atmosphere as we're prepared to hear a word from the Lord. Sister Benita, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here, Minister. Can you hear me fine?
Amen. I can hear you. God bless you.
Praise God. Well, good morning. Good morning, Master's Call family. We love you. And for this morning, we pray to our Father. Father God, we stand before you naked, Father. We stand before you just to say, first of all, thank you. Father, we thank you. We want to be the light of love that you show us, Father. We want to shine in. We want to have that light shine in and through us on this Favor of God Friday. Father, I pray you cover all our needs. You said in Matthew 6 and 32 that everything is covered, Father. You also told us in Revelation 3 and 17, we are in no need of nothing. Again, Father, Revelation 3 and 17, you tell us that we are in need of nothing. So thank you, Father, that we stand before you this day knowing that there is no need that will not be covered. Father, we thank you for the Des de Leon family that brought us together through Artists International. We thank you for their vision. We thank you for the vision of Dr. P.K. Roberts and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for the blood, sweat, and tears that came before this call was even birthed, Father. We thank you for placing that seed in their heart. Because of that seed, Father, you have stretched and transformed so many of us, Father. Every morning we wake up with a joyful heart, knowing that we will be on this call for encouragement. Father, we thank you for the advisor that just joined Artists International yesterday or today, and we thank you for that platinum president that stands there and helps us all through our journey as we grow in Artists International. Father, we also just want to give Satan a little heads up that Matthew 6 and 23 says, you have no place on this call, Satan. We stomp on any kind of effort that you might try to put in on this call, any interference. That is not happening. Father God, we also just want to say, we praise your name. For as we stretch and transform, it is no longer comfortable to be that person that we were yesterday. And we love you for that, Father, because we continue to grow in your light. Amen. Father God, we cover this in your Son's blood. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. And back to you, Minister.
Amen, Minister Benita. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer this morning. We thank God for you. And at this time, Master's Call family, we are going to be calling up, no stranger to the call, to all of you faithful listeners. You all know our prayer general, Minister Robin B. Wilson, who hails from New Jersey. She is a faithful woman of God that will be coming forward to give us the word this morning. She is a devoted wife and stepmother. She is a daughter, a sister, and a proud auntie of Jaden and Blake. And Jaden graduated this week, and we thank God for that. She is a member and elder of Faith Fellowship Ministries World Outreach Center. And she is just a woman who is on fire for the Lord. She loves teaching and preaching, and she has certainly been teaching us about prayer and how to get our prayers answered. And we thank God for her. As we call her forward this morning, we want to hear a word from the Lord that God has given to Minister Robin B. Wilson. Minister Wilson, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tammy?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Master's Call family, and good morning to each and every one of you. Minister Candy, thank you for the favor of God on this Friday. Thank you so much for that, because we truly have his favor. Minister Benita, thank you for clearing the airway so we can hear what the Lord is going to say to each one of us. Dr. Vanessa, I love you dearly. I thank God for you. Dr. PK, I love you dearly, and I thank the Lord for you. And Father, you are truly my King and my Savior. I thank you for your Son, who is the lover of my soul. And we're going to get into our message today. And I'm just so excited because the Lord has just been keeping me on this journey, and it's a good journey, and it's a good traveling tool that's going on in my life about prayer. I love to pray. I love to see what God does in me and through me because it's Him. It is not me. And I like to see when people's lives are being changed by the Word of God. So today's message is the power of the Word in prayer. The power of the Word in prayer. And we're going to take this journey and we're going to see, because you know how the Lord tells us His Word is not going to return void. His Word is powerful. Remember, He said to Moses, you tell them, I am who I am. I am that I am sent you. His Word is powerful. Remember, in the beginning was the Word. And who was that Word? Jesus. So there's power in the Word, but you have to make sure you're speaking the Word. So as we continue, I want you to just sit back, and I want you to listen, and I'm going to read a poem to you in a few minutes from an unknown believer of God. And the reason they stated that it was unknown, they wanted God to get all the glory, and it was something that the Lord had put on their heart. But as I said, remember, this is about prayer. It's about the Word of God. We talked about your devotion time. You want to proclaim the Word. You want to speak the Word. You want to believe the Word. And as we continue, we know that when we pray, we speak. And when we pray, we listen. And also when we pray, we believe. And when we pray, we obey. And when we pray, we do not doubt. So close your eyes right now and just listen to this poem. Actually, it was a song, but I'm going to just read it to you. And it's called, He Whispered This to Me. When Jesus came into my heart, He whispered this to me. Rejoice and ye be merry, for I have set you free. Set me free, set me free. Yes, He has set me free. And when He sets you free, you know you're free indeed. When Jesus came into my life, He whispered this to me. Just use my name in battle and you'll have the victory. Victory, victory. Yes, you'll have victory. Just use His name and you'll have victory. When Jesus came into my home, He whispered this to me. Ask and you'll receive it if you'll only just believe. Just believe, just believe, and yes, you will receive. Just ask Him and believe you will receive. The man stated that while he was on vacation, the Lord whispered this to me to sing this song and to tell you just how good He's been to me. Good to me, good to me. Yes, He's been good to me. I'll sing this song and I'll tell you, He's been good to me. I thank God that He's been good to me also. I know He's been good to you. He whispers that to each and every one of us through His Word. And we know that prayer and that the Word of God is filled with power. Words create. Words bring about change. Words are spoken by God. Words are spoken by you. Words are spoken by me. They are inspired by God. And the words that we speak are life-changing words. So I want you to ask yourself this question. Where would we be without the Word of God? I don't know where I would be. And I'm so glad I don't have to find that out. Because the Word of the Lord will endure forever. And that's in 1 Peter 1:25. And the word of God, it contains everything that you need. Minister Benita said, remember, God said you don't need, want for anything. The word of God is life and it's godliness. The scriptures can stand on their own. God said his word is not going to return void to him. The word of God will accomplish what you send it to do. The word of God will cut through joints and marrow. The word of God judges the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. And that's in Hebrews 4:12. And when we treasure the word in our heart, it will keep us from sinning. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and it's a light unto our path. The word of God heals us. There's power in the word of God. The word of God gives us joy. The word of God is everlasting. Thank you so much for your word, Lord. Without the word of God, would you be complete? I wouldn't. We need to know the word. We need to study it. We need to memorize it. We need to meditate on it. We need to believe it. We need to proclaim it. We need to decree it. We need to send it forward. We need the word to cancel situations that may have occurred. When we doubt, that's totally the opposite of the word of God. Doubt belongs to the enemy. It's toxic. It's dangerous. Doubt is disbelief, and that belongs to the enemy, not God. The enemy doesn't want us to have access to the word. If he can get you to doubt the word, if he can get you to doubt that it's going to change your life and your circumstance, if he can get you to doubt that that wayward child is not coming home, if he can get you to doubt that the red, the negative that you see in your checkbook is not going to change, if he can get you to doubt the word of God, you will not go to church. If he can get you to doubt the word of God and you said, I'm not getting on this call anymore because it's not doing anything for me, that's not God. The word of God is true. The word of God stands forever. The word of God is your life. The word of God gives you hope. The word of God is your anchor. And it will come to pass. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, can two walk together except they be and they agree? Can you walk with God if you don't agree on his word? You have to agree with the word. You have to believe the word. And when you do that, remember, we're partnering with the Lord. He wants us to partner with him. Jesus said, I came to do the will of the Father. The word of God is God's will. There's so much in the word that he has for each one of us. So you may be saying to yourself, yes, I believe the word of God. This series is about the power of the word. You believe it, you speak it, you see it, you decree it, watch it change. Watch it change your situation. If you're praying for a loved one, if you're praying for your neighbors, if you're believing God for change in your life, don't doubt. It will come to pass. The more you share the word of God, the more it becomes life to you. Remember, Joshua said to meditate on the word day and night. Meditate means see just what God is saying to you. Lord, you said, I am healed. My body is healthy. My body is whole. Cancer has no right in my body. That's meditating on his word. You're meditating on those healing scriptures. It has to go. Fractured bones have to become healed and whole. The Lord said that you are above and not beneath. Go to him if you don't know what that means. Father, what does that mean for me? I feel low. I feel like nothing is working for me. He will make it clear to you. He said you're victorious. He said you're the head. He said that you're more than a conqueror. You are above. You're not beneath. He said that he will bless you. There's power in that word. When you see yourself the way that he says that you are, life changes. Your circumstance changes. Receive that word. Receive the power of that word. Ponder on that word. See it change you, change your life, change your children, change your husband, change any situation that may be going on in your life, whatever it is. Change your employer. And not only that, just to give you joy, to give you strength, to give you encouragement, to give you hope. Remember, God knows the plans that he has for each one of us. And we know that they're plans that are good, plans with a future, plans with an expected end. So there's power in the word of God. The word is what God used when he spoke it in Genesis. By the word, God made heaven and earth. He spoke that. He framed the world by the word that he spoke. If our God, who is awesome, did that, and he said that he's given us everything that pertains to life, then how much more can we do the same? Speak it. Create your world. See a change. But remember, it's all based on his will. It's not us taking upon ourselves and trying to do it. It's spending time in the word of God, seeing him, speaking to him, being quiet also, and letting the word tell you what to do. Let it create your world. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood, the precious blood of Jesus. There's power in the word. God said it. He spoke it. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And that you can find in John 3, verse 16. So study the word. Believe the word. We're going to see the power of the word in our life, the power of the word of God on this call, the power of the word of God. We're going to hear it as soon as the call is over with the praise report. Think about it. You're coming back to this call, and you're sharing these testimonies and these praise reports of what our God is doing in your life. The word of God is powerful. It changes lives. It will not return void. And he whispered it to you in the Bible, which is basic instructions before we leave this earth. It's God's love letter to you. Read the love letter, because he's the lover of your soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're going to see, hear, believe, speak, and decree the word of God, because there's power in the word. Back to you, Minister Tammy. I love you all.
We love you, too. We love you, too. God bless you. And we received that word this morning. Thank God for you, Minister Robin. I hope you all had your pen and paper. Go back and listen to the call if you were not able to take notes. The power of the word in prayer. His word is not going to return to you void. Proclaim the word. We have to believe the word when we speak the word, when we speak in prayer, and then listen as we pray. Believe when we pray, and do not doubt, and you will see change that you are asking God for. Stand on his word and believe in his word. His word is life.
And we thank God for Minister Robin for the word. And, again, we are going to have our praise report and prayer request immediately following the call. We invite you all to stay and give us those testimonies. We are going to call up now, family, our closing prayer minister, Minister Tiffany Evangelist. Tiffany, if you will come forward and bring our praise request, prayer request forward this morning and close us out in prayer. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
God bless you. I can hear you.
Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for this favor Friday. We know that you give us favor every day, and we just thank you, Lord, on this Friday, because this is the Friday that you have made. And, Lord, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We will not complain about anything, but we will be grateful even for the smallest things, oh God. We thank you for your joy, Father, and we ask that you will not allow your joy to be taken away from us on this day, Lord. We thank you that this week we have experienced you on a whole different level, God. We thank you for your word every single day this week, Monday through Friday, because you have brought us to higher and higher heights in you. We thank you for the woman of God that just imparted into us, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that we know that prayer is important, that prayer is a part of our lifestyle, and that prayer is how we communicate with you. We thank you for the tool, Father God, and we thank you that you answer our prayers, that you hear our prayers. And for every prayer request, Father God, on the line this morning, we decree and declare it to be so. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice this morning who pressed forward and got on the line this morning. We pray that you would continue to do great things in their lives in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God, for those who are still graduating, that you would continue to elevate them to higher and higher heights in their life. We pray for all of the children, Father God, that you would keep them safe through the summer, keep them covered by your blood as they are out of school, and some may still be in school, but protect them, Father God, from all hurt, harm, and danger in the name of Jesus, oh God. Continue to bless our parents, Father God. Continue to bless our sisters and our brothers, Father God. Continue to bless all of our loved ones, Father God, those that don't know you. Let them find out who you are. Let us be responsible for telling them just how awesome of a God that we serve. And I pray that as we leave this line today and as we go through our Saturday and Sunday, that your presence and your anointing will be upon each of us. And I look forward to hearing the great things from the people of God, from the people of God that you have done in their lives, oh God. So we seek you first, Lord, in your kingdom and your righteousness on a daily basis. And we know that everything else will be added unto us because you are our shepherd and we shall not want for anything. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray and declare these things to be so. And it is well in 2012. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tammy.
Amen, amen. Minister Tiffany, we thank God for you, for Evangelist Tiffany, for closing us out in prayer this morning. We thank God for Minister Candy for spiritually feeding and greeting all of the people of God this morning, the believers. We thank God for Sister Benita for opening us up in prayer this morning and just calling forth the presence of the Lord on this line. We thank God for Minister Robin, who brought us a powerful word, teaching us how to pray, the power of the word of prayer. Call back in to 712-432-1085 using PIN 957-677-POUND immediately following the call to go ahead and replay that message. We want to thank all of you, the Master's Call family, because it is for you that we are here, and we thank God for you. We pray that the word has been a blessing to you on today. We encourage you to go out and be ministers in the marketplace. If you are able to stay on the line, we're going to go immediately into our prayer request and praise report. For those of you who have to leave, God bless you and have a great weekend. We will hear you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye for now. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Again, this is Tammy in Columbia, South Carolina. We thank God for all of you on the Master's Call. Thank you so much for joining us and for being able to stay on the line as we're going to go forward with our praise report and prayer session. We are so thankful to Minister Robin for just imparting that word of God, a powerful word, teaching us how to pray, not only how to go before his throne, but also how to get our prayers answered. And at this time, we're going to call up our founder, our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa, who is so faithful, who also teaches us, and she's the shepherd of this body. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning. Thank you for doing such an awesome job this morning hosting the call. Minister Tammy, don't go anywhere. I'm going to let you kind of leave this morning. We have been blessed with a rich, rich word, and I love how Minister Tammy gave a summation of all the different words, the meat, filet mignon, serving of meat all week long on the word. And even yesterday, it was so refreshing to hear Minister Everett teach us the biblical basis of prosperity, blessed to be a blessing. That really encouraged my heart because we often are concerned about the people of God, always in a posture of struggle. And then today, to hit the home run out the park, to seal it, understanding the power of the word in prayer. Thank you so much, Prayer General. We're going to open up the lines now for praise reports, and then we'll take our prayer requests. We are always excited to hear what the Lord is doing in our lives, and we encourage you to always contact us. Our mission, our mandate, our primary function is to be pillars of prayer for Artists International and for now definitely our TMC family. And so we'd love to hear the results because that encourages others to know that Acts 10:34, that God is no respecter of persons, and that if he'll do it for them, he'll do it for me. It's the same blood of Jesus. So we're going to open our line with praise reports right now to our beloved, one of our prayer warriors, Minister Willa. It's so good to see you, and you've been so faithful and consistent, even in the hospital, calling in every morning. I understand you are home now. Is that correct? Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, my TMC family. I love you all, and thank you so much for your prayers. Yes, I am home now. Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be at home. And so I praise the Lord for that. Physical therapy and occupational therapy are going very well, and they are just so impressed with my progress, and I know it's nobody but the good Lord and him just giving me strength, and also the foods that I eat. Praise the Lord. Now, here's my prayer request, and I'm not going to be able to stay because the occupational therapist is on her way. I need a hospital bed, and it's because I cannot get up to the second floor to the bedroom. So I've been sleeping on the very comfortable sofa in the family room, but it's causing my shoulder to dislocate. And so the OT... contacted my doctor. He approved the hospital bed, but the insurance company says they can't give me one because I don't have a respiratory problem. So we are talking with the insurance company again. We are going to appeal that, and I'm just praying and asking you to agree with me in prayer that I find favor and that they deliver a hospital bed to me today, because it does not make sense to have the surgery that was so beautifully done undone because of the position in which I am sleeping. So again, thank you very much, and please remember to keep my roommate Christine and her husband Lester in prayer, because she is still in the hospital and he has made it home from the hospital but needs care. Thank you so much, my TMC family. I bless the Lord for you.
Amen. Well, we will definitely believe in favor with your insurance and all those involved, so that you can get the hospital bed delivered today, so that your healing will continue to progress rapidly, for that miracle in the making. And we definitely are continuing to lift up your roommate while you were in the hospital, Chris and her husband Lester, in prayer for their total healing. So we just love you so much, Minister Willa, and are so grateful that you're a part of our team. And we just abide these little hindering spirits, and we will take it to the Lord in prayer. going out to Houston, Texas, to the north side of town. I tell you, our platinum, who has always been our pillar of our PT, has always been a personal encouragement to me. I love you so much. Miss Marie Preston, the floor is yours.
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa and our TMC family. I want to say, oh, go girl, Minister Robbins, you did a great job. And I thank God for Minister Tammy and for Minister Tiffany. But I am happy to hear that Minister Will is out of the hospital. Thank you, Sister Benita, too, for all that you do. I just love you guys. All y'all, I want y'all to know I love y'all out there. But I want y'all this weekend, I want y'all to pray for the elite ladies of expression as we go out here and keep my papa in prayer. He's doing great. Bless my. I want y'all to pray for my family, the Preston family. I love y'all. Y'all have a good weekend. And you'll be hearing from me, Minister Willa. Okay? I'm glad you made it home. And I'm going to stand in agreement with you that you get that hospital bed today, too. Okay? Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you. We will definitely cover the elite ladies of expression and all that you and your ministry does, and definitely we have always and will continue to cover Pawpaw. And I tell you, that frontline ministry that Elite Ladies of Expression do makes me definitely every day call out your name for your protection, for your wisdom, for God strategically positioning your feet to be his hands extended and to show the love of Christ. So we just praise God for you. And again, I always thank you for being such a consistent support to our call. All righty, is there anybody else? We don't have anybody else in the queue right now. Is there anybody else before we go to the Lord in prayer? Oh, okay. Miss Jackie, the floor is yours. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Sister Vanessa. I'm calling in this morning to request prayer. I am scheduled for surgery this Wednesday, the 27th, so keep me in your prayers. And also, I am requesting prayer for my family. Now, there's quite a few things going on in my family, but especially my nephew, Corey Mayberry. Please keep him lifted up in prayer. He's having some struggles right now, not only in his life, but within his soul, so just please continue to keep us lifted in prayer. That's the Henderson-Dickerson family.
Henderson-Dickerson family. And who, what was the name of the young person you said is having difficulties?
Corey.
Is that C-O-R-Y?
Yes.
And your surgery is Wednesday, the 27th?
Yes.
And do you know what time?
At 11 o'clock.
Okay. All righty. We would definitely consider it an honor to have you lifted up in prayer, and we know that it's already done, and God is already going before you, so we will definitely keep that on the list. And out now to Chicago, to the Windy City, Evangelist Gwen, the floor is yours.
Yeah. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, and to the TMC family. I want to take this time and thank everyone who has been praying for me and my mother. I wanted to let you all know that the surgery was successful for my mother. She's home resting, and to God be the glory. I know that the prayers of the righteous have availed much. And she is in good spirits. The Lord is taking care of her. And I was down ministering to her this morning before going to the doctor myself. I am en route, but I didn't want to miss this Friday to give that praise report that the steps of prayer do work. And I still covet your prayers as a lot of activity is going on this weekend, and I pray medically that all things fall in place and that God would just get the glory out of my life as I continue to go through this battle. I am just so thankful for how you all have loved on me and prayed for me and have upheld me with the right hand of God's righteousness through prayer and your mind being focused to continually ask God to do what he is doing. And I know everything is coming together for the good because my faith is out there and God's track record is good with our family. So I just wanted to send out another thank you as we battle continuously towards victory. And I wanted to make sure that I put that out there this weekend, and I pray everybody have a blessed, blessed weekend. And I love you, Dr. Vanessa, and continuously praying for your mom and pop that God will just bring all things together for your good.
Amen. Well, I surely receive that, and we are excited to hear that your mother's surgery went well. I will be calling you later on today, and we'll continue to be praying for your total recovery and just the awesome, miraculous God things God's going to harvest in your life in this season. Well, we're going all the way up to New Jersey to one of our other daughters of the ministry, Miss Benita. The floor is yours.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Pastor, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Amen. I have a praise report, and then I have a request. My praise report is my trip is just fabulous, and Pastor is teaching us, for those that might not be aware, that in this trip I'm transforming, restoring, and sharing in the information as God prepares me, and I am just standing in awe of what he is doing to me, through me, by my TMC family. And I share with Pastor so often that I go to church every Sunday. Well, maybe not every Sunday, but I go to church every day through the TMC call, and I go to my church physically, you know, on Sunday. And through this call, I am being transformed. And I just say that yesterday, I am not the same Benita I am today, that what I did yesterday, I stand convicted today. I don't think the same way. I don't talk the same way. I don't walk the same way. I don't act the same way. It's much like a pair of shoes when your foot grows and you can't put your foot back in that other shoe. That now I've got to buy a brand new pair of shoes, and I praise God for the audience, for the mentorship, that I am a different person today. And I just wanted to share that with the entire family. And I thank you, audience, for just being there with me as you hear me on the calls and opening prayer and hosting, and Pastor is grooming me for other areas, that I thank you for being there for me and for your prayers. So I am a product of the product in so many ways. Praise God. Thank you, Father. And my prayer request is Malachi Nicole is now standing in front of Pastor. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's already in front of our Father, and I know he's got this all worked out. But he is now in front of Honorable Judge Peter Vasquez this morning at 9 a.m. for the prearrangement of attempted murder, and I put that in capital letters, attempted. It was self-defense, and I know God already knows. But Malachi and his family, yes, they are of flesh, and yes, they do love God. But they are just standing right now in need of prayer. And I love you, family. Thank you for this moment, and you just have a fabulous, fabulous Friday. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share.
Amen. I tell you, that she has really grabbed my heart. I just am so blessed by your praise report, that you're enjoying your trip. At first you were kicking and screaming like Barney and Fred Flintstone, but I tell you now, you know, eagle wings have spread, and we are just so godly proud of what he's doing in you and through you, and we've got this praise report. I was praying over that yesterday about Malachi, and so we'll continue, even especially right now, since he is in front of Judge Vasquez right now, to keep that covered in prayer. We love you. We appreciate you being willing to grow. It's so many people who have the same opportunities and the same divine appointments God brings to us, but it's still a choice. And so I celebrate the God in you, Ms. Benita, for choosing to change. All righty, I'm going to clear because it was full. So before we go to prayer, is there anybody else who needs prayer? I'm going to ask you all to add my mother to the prayer list. The devil is crazy. She just started having a nosebleed like 5 minutes ago. She hadn't had those in years and had two or three of them in the last week. And, you know, the devil knows when he touched my family, especially my parents. So if you could lift up Miss Josie and the caregivers with her right now. I'm running back and forth, bringing cotton balls on, trying to do the board here to just speak to her body and to this nosebleed that it will stop and never again return. So I'd like to add that because my definite praise report is that the hip replacement has just been healing fantastically. You all prayed for her surgery on March 20th and teased her about her little walker, pushing it all up and down, her little Cadillac. She got her Cadillac. Daddy has his Cadillac. And some days I have to ask him to park their Cadillac so I could get through and walk. But she is healing just extremely well for 88 years old. And so I know this is just straight out the pit of hell, especially while I'm on this call for the enemy to attack her body. But the devil is a lie. So if you all could add that to your prayer list this morning, that she come through this just fine, and I know she will. And also to the list, one of my other daughters in the ministry has been hit again for the third time in a year and a half with breast cancer and has gone down into her bones. Her name is Prophet Panquita, P-A-N-Q-U-I-T-A Carter. And definitely she has the right attitude, and we are speaking nothing but life. And the doctors said she is in fourth stage. But whose report do we believe? We choose to believe the report of the Lord. So I definitely ask for your prayers for her. And if we don't have anybody else, again, Minister Panquita Carter. If nobody else is going to come into prayer queue, I'm going to give it just one more minute. Okay. Minister Robin, I see you're still on the line. I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer, please.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I must admit that I did take a break, so I don't know all of the prayer requests, but God knows.
That's right.
So, Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, because we know that there is power in your word. We thank you, Lord God, because you said in your word, when two or more of us are gathered together, and when we touch and we agree, Father God, and whatever we ask, we know that it is going to be done by you. So, Father, us as a family, the TMC family, we thank you for Sister and Minister Panquita. We thank you, Father God, that cancer has a name. And even Evangelist Gwen, Father God, we've spoken your word over each one of them, Father God, and cancer must bow to the authority of Jesus. I send your word right now through their body, Father God. Their word, your word, Father God, is not going to return void. I speak to every blood vessel. I speak to every artery. I command them to be normal in the name of Jesus. I command the normal red blood cells to eat up and destroy the cancerous cells in Jesus' name. Father God, you said this sickness would not return a second time, according to Naaman 1:9. So we stand on that word. We believe that word. You are a miracle working God, and there's nothing too difficult for you. We thank you for the doctors, but you're the great physician, and your word is true in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for the praise reports that have gone forward, Father. We thank you that your people are hearing your word, they're believing your word, and they're seeing your word manifest in and through their lives. We thank you, Father God, for the court day. You are the judge. Let your will be done in this young man's life, Father God. You said that the heart of the king is in your hand, and you turn it in your direction, Father. So, Father God, vengeance belongs to you. So, Lord God, you make yourself known in the courtroom on behalf of this young man, Father. Let your will be done in this situation. And, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the elite ladies of expression. Father God, as they go forward, Lord, you said because they were about your business, Father God, that no harm shall come to them, no evil shall befall them, no plague shall come near their dwelling. And their dwelling is their Father, because they abide in the temple of the Holy Ghost. So as they are out there proclaiming the good news of Jesus, we thank you that they are protected by the blood of the Lamb. Father, I also thank you for Willa. Father God, she has your favor. This is Favor Friday. Favor is with her every single day, Lord God. We send your word right now to the insurance company, and they won't even know why they are giving her the approval for this bed. But we know it's because of the favor of God. So we thank you, Lord, that that decision has been turned around in the name of Jesus, and it will be positive on behalf of Minister Willa. And, Lord God, I thank you that you continue to restore Papa in the name of Jesus. Continue to make him strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might, Father God. Continue to let him be a living epistle to be read by all men and women and children. Let them know that he put his trust in you and that they too can do the same thing in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Benita, Father. Lord God, you told us to come to you with a heart like a child. And because she's done that, Father, and she's willing and she's obedient, you say she will eat the good of the land. So I thank you, Lord, because of her faithfulness, because of her willingness to be taught. You said, Father God, that you will reward her. So I thank you for blessing her. I thank you, Lord God, for increasing her. I thank you, Lord, that she's teachable and she remains so. And, Father, I lift up Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK to you, Father God. I thank you that they're blessed women of God, Father, and they continue to do what you have called them to do. And for all of those prayers that have not been spoken, you know your people, you know their heart cry, you know what they've come to you with, Father. And I thank you for blessing them, for honoring their request, and we will see the manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
And Father, I just thank you, even as Minister Robin has practiced what she taught us today in prayer. And as we send that word to Jackie in Indiana, and we call this surgery already successful for Wednesday, we thank you that the peace of God crowns her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you that we send the word of comfort and peace and solace to the Henderson Dickerson family. And Father, you touched the mind of Corey. We thank you that every weapon and any weapon formed against this young person cannot prosper. Our challenges, confusion, strife, discouragement, we cancel your assignment. We curse you at the root against him. I thank you that the word of healing, the balm of healing, permeates through all of us on this call. Now I pour back virtue even into Minister Robin, and she has taught us so strategically how to pray, how to aim our words toward heaven with confidence and faith, knowing that as we pray the word, it shall not return void. It's wrapped in your anointing that destroys every yoke and sets the captive free. We thank you for the purpose and the mandate of the Master's call, going forth, standing firm, that we always are that light, that beacon of light that draws others to us, not because of us, but because of the Christ in us. We thank you, Father, for the lives that have been challenged and changed to be more like you. We thank you for the anointing that will increase on this call, that will destroy the yokes and the burdens, and let us be free for whom the Son, the daughters, the mankind has been set free. we are free indeed. So on this Friday, this fabulous, fruitful Friday that will lead us and guide us to purpose today, we've been stirred by the word. We've been encouraged by the word. We've received our mandate through the word to pray. As the acronym to PUSH, praying until something happens. The something is our breakthrough. The something is our victory, Jehovah Nissi in you. The something is the will of God to be manifested in our lives. So we thank you for this opportunity to pray. We thank you for this privilege to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. We thank you for the ability to be houses, glory carriers of your anointing. And now as we leave this call, but never, ever, ever your presence, cloak us in your love. Download your strategies from heaven. Stir up the gifts of God inside of each and every one of us. Give us the wisdom beyond our years. Increase our discernment that as we leave this call, our GPS will order our footsteps to purpose, will order our thoughts to line up with you. We'll order our desires, our appetite, to be thirsty and hungry for more of your righteousness. We seal this time together in the blood of Jesus. We seal this time together walking forth with the authority and the anointing of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, as your ministers in the marketplace. Your kingdom come, your will is being done in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a super fantastic weekend, as our co-founder, Dr. PK, would say, and with a spirit of expectation, go out this weekend and with anticipation, looking forward to what God is going to do in us and through us for his glory and our good. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.